The bill would ban aerial spinners and reloadable mortars, devices that were involved in the accidental explosion that injured 13 people in Pelham nearly 2 years ago. Ed Gleason is a Pelham selectman and the father-in-law of the man who hosted the July 4th celebration. He supports the bill but says during a committee hearing last year, opposition was vocal.
It was very evident that there was a huge lobby going on with the fireworks companies and the legislature about not controlling them. So we knew at that time that there was probably the prospect that it would be killed ultimately.
The Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee voted unanimously to kill the bill last November. However, the committee's Democratic chair and the bill's sponsor, a Republican from Pelham, are proposing a new bill this session. It would reinstate a fireworks advisory board that dissolved in 2011. The board would have authority to ban certain fireworks. That bill gets a hearing on Thursday. For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.